four sentences from you.
All of them. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, and
okay.
You should answer each question with a complete sentence.
Okay? Okay.
So for example, if I say the price of a train ticket is $5, right? And you should say...
No, the train ticket is $20.
Perfect, something like that.
Okay.
So can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
Perfect. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The bus ticket, the price is $11.
Did you say that the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
Yes.
So did you say that the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No. Something like that.
So the price of a bus ticket is...
Oh, the price of ticket is $11.
Right, something like that. So let's do it again. Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
Sorry.
Did you say that the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, I said the bus ticket price is $11. Okay. Yeah. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and original numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the four in four apples. When we talk about days and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix usually after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the fourth in the 4th of July.
So when we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
We should use cardinal numbers.
4th is a cardinal number, right?
No, 4th is the ordinal numbers. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
You can watch foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
Hollywood? No, you can only see foreign movies in West Village. Yeah. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above the 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, the High Line Park stretches on stress level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is 11th Avenue.
Perfect.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Gloucester is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is a part of the Metropolitan Museums, and has many beautiful gardens too.
Perfect. So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, the Cloisters is another historic landmark. Oh, sorry. Yes, it is. Okay.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
Yes, the Cloisters is a part of the Metropolitan Museum.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, the Cloisters is located in northern Manhattan.
Perfect.
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
So the American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes. Yes, the American continent is connect South and North.
Okay. And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No. No, the Rocky Mountain located in North America.
Perfect.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dot line means that the car can cross into the other line, while the solid line means that the cars cannot cross into the other lane.
So a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid line means that the cars cannot cross to the other line.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, the two-way roads use yellow lines.
Lifestyles
in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have few jobs opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, agriculture is the main source of rural areas.
Thank you very much.